You want to be a better leader? Then you have to be better at being selfish. This is episode 189 of the Walking Leader Podcast. The Walking Leader Podcast is an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. Why? Because we have to constantly sharpen our skills and consistently hone our craft. Constantly sharpening your skills and consistently honing your craft will help stave off those problems leaders encounter. What problems, you ask? It seems that lately leaders at all levels are afraid to step in, step up, and lead. They are afraid to step in, step up, and lead because of a fear of failure or a fear of being misunderstood or a fear of whatever reason they have to be afraid of. They're just afraid to be leaders. Well, guess what? Not on my watch. I am your host, David Guerra, and I'm here to help you every step of the way. So let's get this episode started. So today's topic is always work on yourself as a person. And it sounds selfish. I know it sounds selfish, but it's the right thing to do. And as a leader, it's the expected thing to do. See, if you want to remain relevant, if you want to remain a leader, and if you are an up-and-coming leader, guess what? You've got to constantly work on yourself. You always have, well, you have to always put in the work on yourself, not just the job, not just your profession, not just your schoolwork, but in yourself as a human being, yourself as a person. That's non-negotiable. And I can go off and say, well, you got to do it. You just got to do it. It has to get done. But it's what's going to make you grow. It's what's going to challenge you. It's what's going to make you a better person. And that's why you should always work on yourself, because you want to be challenged. Your followers want to see someone who challenges themselves and ultimately is going to challenge them. Your leadership wants to see someone who takes the initiative by challenging themselves. Your leadership wants to see, hey, this guy knows what he's talking about. This gal, she knows what she's doing. And those individuals that can project that right off the bat, that have that confidence, those are the ones that are going to go places. Not the ones that are sitting around waiting for somebody to tell them what to do, but those that have put in the work to recognize it's got to get done. So what should you always be working what should you always work on yourself as a person? What should you do? What is the thing? And that's pretty simple. Always be reading. Work on expanding your knowledge. Always read something, whether it's fiction, nonfiction, reference material, whatever. Your competition's income statement, your competition's yearly report, whatever. You're always reading. You're always absorbing knowledge. You're always getting knowledge. You're always acquiring knowledge. And with that, maybe learn a new skill. Learn a new skill, because you never know. Do you know sign language, American Sign Language? Guess what? Guess what I'm doing right now? That's right. I'm learning American Sign Language, ASL. And why? Because it is important to know something else, to know another language, and it is another language. So again, always do it, because it's challenging, because it's expected, because it's right. And to grow as a person, you should always be doing that. Now, when should you be working on yourself as a person? Well, folks, rust never sleeps. So you got to be one step ahead of the rust. So that means you never sleep. No, it means you're always constantly working on yourself. You're always, and you make it part of your life. Yeah, I know some people, well, I'm going to school. Yes, that is working on yourself. Or I just started this new job. I don't have time to do this or that, or even read a book. And it's like, well, you got to make the time. Because we all have the same 24 hours a day. We all have the same amount of minutes, the same amount of seconds every day. And you have to always find that time, because you have that time. It's there. So it's non-negotiable. You just need to manipulate your schedule around a little bit. Maybe the last 30 minutes of the evening, guess what you're doing? Reading a book instead of thumbing through your social media. Yeah, think about that. So where should you always work on yourself as a person? Where should you do that? That's a toughie. No, that's actually another easy one. Anywhere and everywhere. You should work at home on yourself. You should read a book there. At work, learn a new skill, learn a new formula off that Microsoft Excel spreadsheet on how to use them. Learn something new. But you're working on yourself for you, not necessarily to do the job better. Yeah, that's a byproduct, but you're expanding your knowledge and you start seeing logic behind some of these formulas and you're able to create something bigger. And like I said, so while you're at work, ensure you're doing that. But you know what? Not just at work, when you're on vacation, while you're on vacation. Again, if you travel someplace, do you speak the language? You should be working on that. Getting immersed in that language, that might just be the best thing to do. Worked for me with German. The weekends. Use the weekends. Yes, I know it's a time to relax. I don't want to do anything this weekend. You just want to relax, decompress, and that's fine. That's fine. But use the weekend and those holidays also as a time to learn something, as a time to work on yourself as an individual. Not anything else. Work on yourself as an individual. So if it's going out for a walk, then you go out for a walk. If you're going camping, we've thought about going camping by yourself. I mean, obviously, let somebody know where you're going, but going by yourself and relying on yourself and working on yourself, that's a great confidence booster. Trust me, it's a good one. Really, anytime, right now, listening to this podcast, you know, I really truly hope I'm helping you. I really truly hope that everything I've done and said up to this point in all the episodes are helping to make you and work on you as a better person, to make you a better leader and a better follower. So yes, right here, right now is that time. Definitely, without a doubt, there's always a moment or two that you can sneak in. I know I mentioned it, something I've talked about it recently. I had jury duty not so long ago, right before the entire COVID-19 shut things down. I was one of the last sessions. And guess what? I had a book that was given to me for Christmas and I had not read it. I put it aside. I needed to find that right time because I was already reading three other books. And I knew, because I'd already had the jury duty experience. It wasn't my first rodeo or jury duty or rodeo. Same thing. What I'm getting at is I knew I was going to have a lot of downtime, a lot of hurry up and wait, go stand in that line and wait, go in this room and wait, go there and wait. So I go, this is a great time to crack open that book and start reading it. So there I was. I had that book with me everywhere I went. It was there and other people were just thumbing through their phone, which is fine. But when you're in the courtroom, you cannot thumb through the phone. They kind of don't like that. So guess what? I had reading material. So there you go. Right here, right now. That's it. And so why, again, as I mentioned at the beginning, why is all this important? Because again, your leadership is looking, your followers are looking, your peers are looking, and you should always be looking at yourself constantly. I'm not talking about being vain and looking in the mirror, oh, my eyebrows are plucked, or oh, look, I've got this little blemish here on my skin. No. Or it's time for a haircut. Well, okay, look for that. But while you're there looking at yourself in the mirror, it's also the time to see yourself and where you're going, what you want to do, how you want to do it, how you want to convey it, what you want to learn. And because you're going to work on yourself as a person, it's that important to being a better leader. To being a better leader, not just to those that follow you, but again, being a leader to your peers, being a leader to your leadership, where they can count on you and say, hey, she's got it. So always work on yourself as a person. You've got the time. We've all got the same amount of time. And if I can find it, you can find it. And again, you can make yourself out to be more important than you are because, oh, well, I don't have the time. But yet there you are Tuesday evening sitting there twiddling your thumb. You know, your thumbs, both of them. And if you got both of them. But what I'm getting at is that no, you have the time. We all have that time. It's just realizing that this is what needs to get done. And we need to work on ourselves. We cannot stay stagnant in what we've learned. We cannot stay stagnant in what we are doing. We cannot stay stagnant and expect people, oh, well, because I'm in this position, people will automatically follow me. Though that's the great way of losing followers. That's the greatest way of having people, well, strip you of the title of leader. And yes, guess what? It can be taken away. It's those that follow you that give you the title of leader. It's those same people that can take it away. No, you cannot say, well, I'm a leader because I'm a manager. You have to prove yourself. Well, I'm a leader because I'm the assistant to the assistant manager, the regional assistant manager. No, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work. Yeah, you might have the title of manager or director or chief of this or chief of that, but you know, the title leader, that's honorary. That's given to you by those that you lead, those around you, those you motivate, those you inspire. And folks, if you're not motivating, you're not inspiring because you're still relying on the same old, then guess what? You get exactly what you deserve. So in that being said, folks, get out there. It's time. Break open a book, learn to take a course, take an online course, learn how to do sign language, learn something new, read something new, experience something new, go out for a walk, go for a hike, go camping by yourself, go fishing by yourself, but get out there and experience and learn something. And it all ties back to you as a human being. Always work on yourself to be a better human being, to be better than you were yesterday. So what do you think about today's topic? Always working on yourself as a person. Do you agree or disagree with what I just talked about? Let me know. Email me, dave@davegira.com, or reach out to me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word, or on Instagram, dave_Guerra at instagram.com/Dave_Guerra. So there you go. And like I said, I definitely want to hear from you. I want to know if I'm spot on or I'm way off or if there's something else I missed or another reason, let me know. Also, I invite you to visit, subscribe, and follow my Facebook page on facebook.com/the David Guerra, all one word. And again, I want to thank you for listening to episode 189. Join me on our next episode where we continue our journey and our focus on lessons in leadership. And until then, until next time, take care of yourself, take care of each other, and listen to each other. And remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.